we should talk about Jason. I should tell you about everything that we... that he... Sorry. I just can't. Not yet. Give me time. Irving Braxiatel, on the other hand. First met Brax 1,000 years in the future. I guess that would have been about 15 years ago. Nice guy called Gilmarnock was showing me the Garden of Whispers.
Every single statue is visible from the summer house, all 47 of them. And it's also the best place to hear the whispers.
Mandrine, the Archolite goddess of plenty.
Actually, it's pronounced Mandrine. I'm sorry if I startled you. I, too, was admiring the view. Although I cannot stay long, I'm afraid I shall have to return to my researches soon.
It is quite a view.
This summer house was constructed by Dupok. He worked from a holographic model. In fact, the whole site was modelled as a similarity before construction began.
An interesting technique, although rather expensive on such a scale, I would imagine.
I should imagine so.
Hardly original, though.
Oh?
Much of the design is, after all, based on the ancient Palace of Versailles. Richard Meek worked from three-dimensional models when he created the small buildings in the grounds there. He gave the models of the Temple of Love and the Belvedere to Marie Antoinette.
Touché.
He was suave and smart. A real gentleman. And he appreciated archaeology. Frankly, Brax was dazzling. I was travelling in those days. Met loads of people. Not all of them made an impression. Irving Braxiatel did. Even then he was a spider. Legs in half a dozen pies. Playing us off against each other. We left him behind, went on travelling, almost forgot about him. And then he showed up at our wedding. I knew you'd be here, you know.
I wouldn't miss this for anything.
I meant I knew you'd be by the champagne.
And what did you think I meant I wouldn't miss?
Touché.
I seem to know a lot of people here.
I'm not surprised. I doubt if so many of them know you, though.
Indeed not. Indeed not. So now you've married that man over there, do you have any more idea what he's like?
No, but he loves me violently.
Well, I hope you find out soon. There may be questions.
There always are. Nice to see you, and I mean that.
Your husband does have one distinct advantage being married to an archaeologist.
What's that?
The older he gets, the more interested in him you will be.
Later, after the man I loved had left me. After the divorce and what happened on Della. Brax was waiting. If you think I'm spending what's left of my life going through some silly list of art treasures and bijouteries...
If you had looked at the catalogue, you might have noticed that I happen to own the Riddell manuscript. It's well worth a read.
That rings a bell somewhere. Oh, wait a minute. Wasn't he the guy who claimed to have found the Fountain of Forever? You know, stand under it and get eternal life, or if you'd rather, it will cure all...
It's not much to offer, but it's a start. Something that it just might be worth spending the next few weeks working on. I have a couple of leads we could follow up.
Oh, come on. I'm not falling for that one. You just want to keep me occupied. Give me something to do to take my mind off things. It's just a legend. Isn't it?
Yes. Just a legend, like the Oracle of the Lost. If you're not sure, why not ask the Oracle of the Lost?
No. No questions. Not now. I'd rather live with hope. Oh, wait here just 1 minute while I get my rucksack. And of course, he was there when I got back from Earth, and Jason was... Jason was... No!
Benny! Bernice! Bernice!
Jason!
It's all right, really. Everything is going to be all right. Trust me. I'll take care of you now.
That song at the end?
Abide With Me, dance version, traditional in Jason's own time.
Ah, very appropriate. Very him. It was awful.
I can't honestly say I ever warmed to him.
During the occupation, we thought Jason was selling us out. He was sheltering our children, keeping them safe. And he was working against Anson, getting us information. We all underestimated him.
We're republishing all his books. I mean, something like this generates a lot of interest.
She can do a hell of a lot better.
He thought it amusing to continually reprogram my vocabulary banks. I still catch myself saying jonesing and biffa and gank and oblong, when I really mean rectangle.
His own lookout, the way he treated that boy.
It's this secluded area of trees he liked to go to with Bernice. A quiet place where they could talk or copulate. Adrian is carving the stone.
I think she's finally looking her age.
Benny. Benny, listen to me.
I've got all these guests to make teas for Irving, and we're out of sausage rolls.
I'm sorry, but this is important.
Yeah? How important?
It's your son.
Does the roof have to be so steep?
Mum, if it's not 45 degrees, the rain won't fall off.
Okay. Sorry. How many people are going to live in here?
7. It's 2 families, but they share it.
Oh, that's nice of them.
It means there's always someone to play with.
I see. How many of them are children?
They only make things messy.
It's good to have some children, Cubby. They're better at playing, aren't they?
Mum, this is my house.
Okay. I'm just going to be talking to Joseph, yeah? Yeah?
Yeah.
Well?
As I understand, Jason had promised to come home with a present for him.
And showed up empty-handed.
So it seems. The surveillance records are a bit cocked up.
Like everything round here. I'm not sure he even understands what he's done.
He understands he is being punished. Mr. Braxiatale says that he always sulks like this.
Any luck finding Myra?
Not at present. We are continuing
typical. She always got him into trouble. Let me know the moment you find her.
Of course, Bernice.
Peter? Mummy's off now. I'll be back later with your tea. Peter?
Can I fish fingers?
We'll see. You behave for Joseph, won't you?
I know. Play softly, no claws.
Good boy.
Bodie! Watch what you're doing!
Sorry, Gov, but Benny's here, and I can see right down her top. Oh, hi, Professor.
Hello, Bodie. Hello, Adrian. Bit old for sandcastles, aren't you?
It's a new accommodation block, based on a Vermian spit house, but with better plumbing.
Very nice. House can't be very happy to lose yet more flower beds. We really expecting so many more students this year, not after being occupied again.
You'd think.
I don't know. My mum's made up that I'm already here. She says it'll open loads of doors for me just by association. And now Mr. Braxiatella's in charge
Brax
again.
Brax isn't in charge again.
Yeah, well, we know that, don't we? But he's got this reputation. Everyone who matters, wants their kids where he can see them. So my mum says...
Stay close to Irving Braxiatella. He's a right conniving swine.
Yeah, parents, eh?
Adrian, we need to talk.
I'll bet you do. Your son's a psycho. Look, I'll get back to work.
He doesn't mean to be such a, you know... And he works hard.
We can't find Myra.
Oh. You know her history. If she thinks people are actively looking for her, she'll go to ground, disappear.
Everyone seems to be disappearing. No one can tell us anything. Questions just evaporate. Like the inquest into what happened to the men.
No one wants to prosecute on Jason's behalf.
Oh, yeah, and that's a good thing.
Peter's not a killer. He can't be.
I saw him all grown up once before, and he... No. No, I can't believe it either. But there are still questions. Things are wrong. Too wrong.
Brax says that we can
I don't want to hear
here.
What Brax says.
He just meant that we could
I thought
keep
I could talk
safe.
To you of all people, but you're just like that, everyone else.
But Benny! Benny! I didn't mean... We're on the same side in this.
Went well, then.
Bodie!
Yeah, I know. Shutting up.
Got a moment of you, Chief.
Ah, Doggles. Your opinion, please.
Well, you're compensating. Always wanted kids and a family of your own.
Very droll. No, I don't want your opinion on the content. Is the picture hanging straight?
88 degrees. I guess that's okay. You and your staff in the good old days.
Just after the last occupation. Oh, yes. The good old days. Benny would even wear a mortarboard if I asked her nicely.
Well, Peter's grown up a lot since, hasn't he? You, Adrian, Joseph. Didn't there used to be more people in the picture?
Were there? Like who?
Do you know, it must be the way it's been framed. Like there's a ghost in there, too.
Much as I'd love a good discursive wrestle in the minutes of mise-en-scene, I take it you wanted to ask me something?
Oh, yeah. I got some bother with some of the intake. That's 4 students now who are smuggling in handguns.
And what am I meant to do about it?
Well, you could click your fingers, magic up some extra security, or turn their guns into water pistols. That's the sort of thing you'd do, isn't it?
Hardly. Must I remind you that I'm in no position of authority? You don't report to me.
Well, not officially. So who do I report to?
It's not for me to choose. I don't know. Perhaps your people could organise some sort of constitutional doomar
can't
or...
Can't you just tell us what to
no,
do?
No, I can't. If you must be led, where's Bernice?
Well, I haven't the foggiest.
Computer?
Yes, citizen.
Citizen?
Where is Bernice Summerfield?
Apologies, citizen. Bernice Summerfield does not exist.
I thought you'd got the system shipshape.
The system works perfectly well, thank you. I know exactly where Bernice must be.
Whee! Woohoo! Bernice Summerfield, graceful as an eel, only rather prettier. Woohoo!
You're not fooling anyone, Bernice. You wanted to talk to me.
Yes. No. I don't know. It's just nice to get away from everything.
You can't run away forever.
Can't I? It always worked before.
You have responsibilities.
Yeah, I know.
I am pleased to offer some brief respite. Miss Tarrant used to swim here too, when she was under strain.
So only all the time then? She had a hand in building the place, didn't she?
She authorised the design.
Made sure no one can hear us in here.
Yes.
A place where she could talk secrets. Sheer weakness.
Anything we discussed was confidential.
I know. I want the same courtesy. You're the one person I can talk to privately, really privately.
If I can help in any way...
Oh, I don't think you can. My son just murdered my Well, if it weren't for the divorce, he'd still be my husband. Anyway, there's no good way out of this.
Bernice, there's something you should know.
What? That this is all a dream?
No. I think that I may have killed Jason.
What?
I contributed. It was while you were on the drone last year singing about cakes and butterflies. Peter came to see me. He was curious about where I lived and why I didn't have a bed.
I wish I didn't have to sleep. Bedtime's down.
You don't like bedtime? I thought humans liked to sleep.
Sleep's okay, but bedtime's just down. So what do you do all night? Wadjiwedge looks at the stars with his mum-dad's telescope, but he won't let me in case I break it. Like mummy won't let me play with her old things. What's that?
The temporal anomalies?
We didn't know it at the time. I thought it was this place, breaking out.
Oh, Hass. What is it?
It's gas. It's poisonous to you.
What about you?
Me? I'm safe in my encounter suit.
Can I get in there with...
Peter, I'm going to do something now that might scare you, but it will allow you to live for a while.
What?
You did what?
I let him use my pressure suit. I plopped out and he climbed in.
You could have killed him.
I saved his life.
But what about your radiation? You could have fried his brains out.
He seemed fine. I let him come flying afterwards. In a pressure suit, of course.
This is rogue. I won't be able to tell anyone about this, will I? It might not be your fault.
Even so, I cannot hide this now. They'll make me close it down, which might be a good thing.
They can't. That's not fair.
He seemed fine.
And you're some expert pediatrician on half-human, half-Kaloran kids.
I should have taken him to Dr. Whitlam, but it seemed Peter has some immunity to my kind of radiation.
Since when?
The Kalorans evolved on a world with a high proportion of cosmogenic radionuclides. But it must have affected him. Why else would he do what he did?
You didn't have anything to do with this, Hass. But thank you.
For what?
For beating yourself up about it.
You're welcome.
Makes me realize I've been beating myself up about it too. All the things I could have done differently.
What else could you have done?
Taken more note of the warnings, I guess. I saw a future Peter once, and he'd become a killer. Miss Jones told me I was doing a lousy job as a mother, and when I didn't listen, she stole him from me. Then there was how he was on Montevadros. Even the Oracle of Flipping Delphi warned me to be on the lookout. And if I'd spent less time knocking about with the monsters and magic artifacts and more time here with him... This is where you're meant to tell me that I mustn't blame myself.
You mustn't blame yourself.
Yeah, thanks. I feel so much better now.
Much as I abhor making speeches, and as much as I'm really not the one in charge, it falls to me to welcome you all to the collection. Hello and welcome. Now, you may not have realized this, but you're all here to help us. Our work is vital. We have to heal the scars of war. We have to build a better, safer future. One with fewer wars and misunderstandings. One that's smart and well-read enough not to keep making the same silly mistakes. One with plenty of good parties. You! Yes, you! What's your name?
Jared, sir.
Hello, Jared. I like your stirrups. Henceforth, today will be Jared's day. And for the next 26 hours, the drinks and canapes are on me.
Always the man of the people.
Oh, it's all very embarrassing. People assume because my name's on the door that I must be the one in charge.
And you must hate that.
Oh, really? You know I shouldn't be here, Bernice. The war is over, the collection fixed.
But
I still can be useful. Put the students at their ease. Butter the hinges for everyone.
For which you need powers you otherwise so wholly deplore.
Benny, it's all show. I've all the power of constitutional monarchs from your favourite drab period on Earth. I get a few speeches, open the odd garden fete, and it's my face on the postage stamps.
It's all just smiling and waving, is it? And the odd remark about how our buildings could be more organic.
Exactly. I think the people see that, and that's why they indulge me. It's rather fun being harmless.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Well, I can't stop you.
How bloody stupid do you think I am? I didn't want to be emperor, but my people would insist. It was bollocks when Napoleon said it, and it's bollocks now. You can't be a tyrant by popular decree.
Well, if you read Des Idées Napoléon, you'd see that the hardly tyrannical measures were a preliminary stage to forcing through a radical liberal agenda.
Don't you dare lecture me on history.
Benny, what would you have me do? Leave, never to return, forever and ever. Stay, but keep myself out of sight. Perhaps sit for an eternity with Avril in that cave of hers, knitting socks for all the orphans of the war. Command me, and I shall obey.
I don't know.
Truly. Anything you want.
I don't know what I want. Just
anything.
Just for it not to have ended up like this.
He might have a point.
Don't.
But, Benny,
I don't want to hear it.
I am on your side, really.
Oh, there are sides now.
There always were. Bernice Summerfield against whatever the cosmos can dump on her.
Too bloody right. Oi, the lady's out of vino.
Sorry.
All right, then. You tell me. What do we do?
What we always do. Try to make the best of it. Try to rebuild.
Keep buggering on, story of my sodding life.
Yeah. It's not all bad, though.
No? Go on, then. Where's the strontium lining?
We can still see Peter when we want to. Joseph is with him all the time. And he's working with Brax on some new security measures. Peter is always going to be safe here.
I guess so.
And you're not doing this alone?
No.
You've got me. You've both got me.
Yeah, I know. And I'm grateful. Oh, come here.
There now. It's going to be okay.
Adrian.
Benny.
Would you... Could we... I don't want to be alone.
You're not. I'm here.
No, I mean... I lie awake at night and... Can I stay with you? Tonight? You know... Oh, look, sorry, it's the drink and everything. Forget I said anything.
Benny, it just wouldn't be right.
What is these days?
I would, but I can't, not now.
Sure. Perhaps some other time. Let's do diaries.
Benny, wait.
Good night, Adrian.
Damn it. Yes. Hi. Yeah. Is it safe to talk now? No. Well, she was. She's gone now. No, nothing like that. You know I don't see her like that anymore. I chose sides a long time ago.
People first dared to imagine, in the stories they told each other and in critical commentary, how a world might work without scarcity. They could just conceive, as a practical reality, what it would take to really build a utopia, a roadmap to paradise in 6.5 roundabouts. Yes, Bodhi?
But didn't they then come up with the walls of attrition?
Yes. Oh, settle down. Bodhi's got a point, hasn't he? The 20th century saw horrific examples previously undreamt of in human history of the cataclysm between the abstract political ideal and its execution. Our cities would look more orderly if we all had green eyes, someone might think. And now we've got the infrastructure for getting shot of all those who don't. They were like children testing the boundaries, not knowing their own strength. Yes. Well, anyway, perhaps we should move on. By the last third of the 20th century, we start to see a shift in utopian thinking. Heterotopias. Critical utopias, the legitimate call to demand the impossible. Yes? Can I help you gentlemen with something? What is this? Who are you?
I don't think they're programmed to talk, Professor.
Yes, thank you, Bodhi. Oh, this is one of Brax's rotsits. I knew he had a thing for the Hacienda. Go on, do the dance. Bloody hell! Anyone out of here, now!
Use a fire exit.
Someone call Adrian! Get the armed guard! Bodhi, watch your left! What is this? What are you doing this for?
Professor, get down! Professor!
Bodhi, no! Bodhi!
Yeah, I know. Being stupid.
You were the best student I've... Oh, you were an okay student. All right, some of your essays were almost on time.
Benny! Benny, over here! Do you want something to fire back with? The Zinky 1269 is favoured by the ladies.
Yeah, cheers! Oh, what the hell are they?
Yeah, I know. A bit damn impressive as an attack force, and hip to the beat as well. Come on, it's a bit less hectic out in the open.
Liberty or death!
You shall not pass.
Take our cappuccini, but we'll never take our freedom.
My arms, my legs, all my everything!
Get off the lawn!
But what are they after?
It's a simple enough set of protocols. Blow things up and shoot people. And then suddenly...
Oh, watch yourself!
Benny, I do know what I'm... Ow! I'm sorry. I'm not meant to...
Toggles! Toggles, you bastards!
Keep behind the barricades! Keep behind the barricades!
I'm not a participant in this. You can see that I am unarmed. You may very well say that, but I...
First years to me. Any first years left to me.
This can't be happening. This can't be happening!
More ammunition required, Chief. More ammunition required.
Damn it, this isn't fair! All right, you tin bastards! Come and get me! What the hell?
Not bad. Not bad at all. A special commendation to Mr. Gerard and our freshers there. They really were very plucky.
The hell is going on?
Oh, dear, Bernice, I'd understood that Doggles was going to tell you, no?
He's dead, Brax. They're all dead.
Actually, Benny...
What?
It was my job to tell you, but I couldn't find the right moment. What with you having so much on your plate already? Bad, Doggles. No biscuit.
How was that for a death scene, Professor? I've been practicing my realism.
Bodhi, cleaning up to be done.
Oh.
It's all been a game?
Not a game, Bernice. It's never a game.
We needed to test the new systems. And you've heard how some of the students have been bringing in weapons.
You turned the problem on its head.
What Brax said.
Oh, I can't claim any credit, Mr. Doggles. It was all your own quite inspired effort.
Oh, right. Well, I thought we'd make a virtue out of them being armed to the armpits. They were expecting something like this to happen, so it's been cathartic. Oh, that's Greek. It
means... But we can't let the students brandish guns the whole time. That's insane.
Oh, heavens forfend. Of course we can't.
And how are you going to stop them?
This little exercise has shown us who's got talent. We'll recruit them. Give them tutors. Reward their enthusiasm.
That is actually quite clever. So the robots were your work?
Had some help from your friend Bodhi.
Oh, quite the actor, that one. And the music was his idea?
Yeah, actually, that was me.
G- Go on, amaze me.
Well, they needed something. And I recall that charming night at the Hacienda on the night of the Martian invasion. Oh, but you were in London, weren't you? Running around after...
I need a little lie down, with not a little drink.
But you were excited, weren't you? I thought it might bring you out of yourself.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well done. Did you want a prize?
Dinner, maybe? Tonight?
I was going to see Peter tonight.
Won't he be asleep?
I like to be there, in case something happens.
Joseph's security detail can ensure that he won't escape.
It's not a cage. They're just making sure he's safe. Oh, why not? I could do with a night out. Ha ha! You didn't realise that's where they kept their laser guns.
Well, no. Actually, that was going to be my punchline.
Oh, I had a similar on Hatcher's beard. Summary execution. Because I split an infinitive. See the sort of fiendish supervillain I am? It's 5:30 in the morning and I'm trussed up to a scaffold, gallantly refusing a blindfold. No last cigarettes, no chip butties, no sense of theatre at all. The death squad just lines up in front of me and ploppity-plop. Out come all their man boobs, laser gun in each one.
Did you survive?
No, I've lain out dead ever since.
Jason
had got inside their upholstery, smeared some kind of honey on the inside of their corsets, and their nipples wouldn't open up. The lucky ones exploded. Oh, God, can we talk about something else?
Anything but Jason.
Anything but exploding tits. You've not been a mother. You don't know about cracked nipples.
A blanch cabbage leaf down the bra works a treat.
I assume you let it cool off first.
Ah, depends if she's special.
Oh, doggles! Ow!
You'd be special.
You'd be wise to change the subject.
I could tell you about my work if you like. Brax has finally let me into his arsenal.
I hope that's not a euphemism.
The weapon system he's got here. Stuff from any arms race you can think of. Even his lot.
And that's good, is it? After you and that space-time telly thing, after what he tried on Cantus.
You don't think he had a point?
No!
Yet the moment you stopped him defending us, the Draconians are on the warpath. It's just being pragmatic.
Doggles!
I can be responsible, but we owe it to ourselves to understand our enemies. Nobody else should have to... Oh, hell, I meant to be cheering you up.
There's something you want to talk about.
All right. You know about survivor's guilt?
This is about the Axis, yes? You made it out of their laboratories and thousands of others didn't.
Sometimes I don't think I did either. I've read the case studies. I know there's a precedent. I'm a rational, intelligent man.
And yet?
I remember dying. I remember being dead. But whatever they did to me, it means I just keep on going. A corpse pulled along by strings.
You're never going to be the same man you were.
No. I don't want that. But I want to stop feeling like someone else's puppet. Don't you feel it too? The war is over, but we're still not safe.
Oh, that word again.
What word?
The students will be safe if they have weapons. Peter will be safe if he stays locked up.
I'd be more worried about everyone else's safety if Peter were let loose. I'm sorry. One for different company.
Oh, it's okay.
I can be an idiot.
Perhaps you shock people to prove you're still alive. That's how you keep on going.
At least I don't bullshit you.
Oh, don't kid yourself. But despite the constant Olympic effort to get into my knickers, at least you say what you see. That's why I can talk to you.
But you don't talk to me. You tell tall tales and bullshit me back.
It's what I need at the moment.
You can't just run away.
I'm not running away.
I gather it's what you've always done since before you were in your teens.
Okay! You want to know what's inside my head? Absolute bloody terror. I'm terrified I've spent most of my life fighting monsters and now I've got one for a son. He killed Jason. He killed Jason. What's going to become of us now? And all I can think is that Ms. Jones was right. I am a terrible mother. Get out of here. Everyone's staring.
You're probably giving them the horn.
Yeah. Mascara pouring down my face, laughing and crying and pulling my hair out.
Well, I think you're beautiful.
Doggles. Just brought me home.
Give me back my trousers. They're brand new.
You see, life goes on.
For everybody else. Oh, it is a beautiful evening. I think Brax must program them in specially.
He wants you to be happy.
It takes time. He should understand that. Hang on. This is
my place, yeah. Yeah, it was nearer, more convenient.
What did you think was going to happen?
A cup of coffee, maybe?
Right.
Shot of something stronger. And then some generous and lengthy sexual technique to help you unwind.
Really? I think not.
It'd be good for you. Help keep your mind off, you know.
Doggles, I'm not going to have sex with you.
That's what you said last time.
That was different. Wasn't in charge of my naughty bits. I'm sorry, but really, it's too soon. It's far too soon.
So when? Brax said it'd be good for you.
What?
No, that wasn't what he said. Something like it. But are you denying it?
Did he set this up? Is that what the sunset's about?
No. Well, not like that. Oh, you make it sound like I'm under orders. He just sort of suggested that I...
Good night, Doggles.
Show you a good time.
I think it might have been me. He picked up on it and... You see, Benny and me, we had something. We weren't together, but we were still a family. And I could never forgive Jason for getting in the way. We fought in front of him.
You should catch some Z's, Mr. Wall.
You'll wake him.
Peter sleeps through anything I do. You should sleep too.
He's mine to look after.
You are not fit to look after him.
Say that again.
Correction. You suit his needs better when you appear less tired and concerned. He picks up on the anxiety.
In a while, then.
I am licensed to use electrical stimulation should you not obey.
Yeah? Who licensed that?
Checking. Decree of the Provisional Diet. All members as signatories.
We've got a government now.
It did not prove provident to rely on one leader.
Bev was set up.
I was referring to Mr. Braxiatel.
Because none of this can be his doing, can it?
Checking. Mr. Braxiatel is always elsewhere when decisions are made by the Provisional Diet.
Of course he is.
You must leave now, Mr. Wall. You are free to return in the morning.
Okay. But watch over him. If anything happens...
You are the emergency contact.
Yeah, but not just emergencies. Anything. See you tomorrow.
Query.
What is it?
My primary objective is to keep Peter safe. To keep Bernice safe. Whatever happens.
Or whoever gets in the way. I know, Joseph... I don't hold it against you. When you love someone, you do anything.
But what if I cannot?
You do what you can. As safe as you can make them.
Correction. What if I cannot keep them?
You do what's best for them.
But that seems... It feels... I feel...
I know. Me too.
We meet again, Yesodi.
Bernice, you surprised me.
Yeah, you didn't jump very much.
I did, inside my pressure suit.
Oh, sorry. I guess it's best you don't leap out of your skin anyway.
No, I like your brains as they are, not drooling from your nose.
You and your fetishes.
You want to come flying with me?
I don't know, really. I've been thinking.
That can be as bad for you as my alien radiation.
Yeah, funny you should say that. You were on the Mimsphere at the end of the war.
I've never seen anything like it.
No. An environment wiped out in a single afternoon. The oh-so-hard-to-kill Mim. So many of their children. Their pets. Their vegetation.
Millions of unique species.
Wars, eh? Never mind.
That's not what I would have expected from you, Bernice.
Funny how you think you know someone, isn't it? I've just been having a lovely chat with Doggles.
Oh, dear. He propositioned you again.
It's what he does. But I got the impression he'd been encouraged...
I didn't say anything.
Not by you. And it's got me thinking. Maybe there had been other encouragements. The odd word in the occasional lug hole. Maybe that might make sense of some of the odd stuff that's fallen on us this past year.
And did it?
Well, you tell me. Take the Mimsphere. Entirely obliterated in just an afternoon, just as Kothar threatened. Maximum points to the Draconians. Only they're saying it was nothing to do with them.
It's not an honourable way to win a war.
No, it's not. You notice they don't go on about it either. That they were the winners.
Again, Draconians do not do
balls, they love a parade as much as the next huge-gunned, tiny-witted sociopath. What did they get out of the war, Hass? What did they win?
They... Have peace.
Restricted trade routes, a smaller empire, a whole bundle of awkward questions from what used to be their friends. And now here's a coincidence. No claim on us anymore, on the collection. I know what you must have done.
Me?
The Mim are entirely obliterated in just an afternoon, and there are two survivors. Joseph isn't capable of anything like that, so...
I removed my pressure suit.
And killed a whole world.
It was... The Mim are mostly nervous tissue.
It's what makes them so adaptable, so strong.
But also vulnerable to certain kinds of radiation. My suit usually neutralizes and discharges it, but I let it build up for several days and then...
Killed all the flowers, too. What did he offer you?
He showed me the future.
Always the grander scheme of things, isn't it? Some necessary pruning.
He showed me people like you.
Like me? What did I do?
You colonized Yesod in your millions, adapting to live inside a gas giant and queuing up ship by ship.
Another war.
Not my people. We welcome them, find them room, help them to acclimatize, and they turn on us.
It's economics, scarcity.
I saw the sealed orders. A cancer one day choosing to finish off its host, like on 1,000 worlds. Species obliterated wherever you tread.
I'm sorry.
Now you don't have to be.
Brax promised you that, did he? Told you he can stop the monsters from invading.
There was a choice. My people or the Mim.
He told you what you needed to hear to go through with it. To do what was necessary.
He was convincing.
And you were only following orders. Sorry, it doesn't work that way. You did what you deplore in us. He created a monster. And you should have known better.
I knew it was wrong. I hoped... I wanted... I killed them. I should be made to atone.
Yes. But you're on the Braxiatel collection, aren't you? You're safe. Oh, damn.
What? Who's there? I've got a weapon.
You call that a weapon?
Oh, Bernice. Sorry, I'll put something on. Well, not that I'm not delighted that you're breaking into my room.
I wanted to ask you some questions.
Do I believe in monogamy? How often do I wash downstairs? Do you want some tea?
Yeah, thanks.
So,
what did he offer you?
Who? Jason?
You know perfectly well who I mean.
Oh, hell. Look, he said you might want cheering up. It's not like it was going to be a chore.
But there was an incentive. Get me into bed, he'd let you work on the weapon systems.
That's not how it went. You and me, Benny, we've both been damaged by things that have happened. At least you can see my scars.
Brax is just looking out for us.
Exactly. Milk or sugar?
Just a little milk. You're right.
Yeah. Scar tissue always itches after I wake up. Like someone's pulling on my strings.
I'm not surprised. The Axis went to town on you, didn't they?
Trouble with being irresistible, really. Everybody wants a poke.
Everybody?
Well, obviously you have to be different.
It's what keeps you interested.
Bloody prick tease. I could have it if I wanted it.
Oh, yes, all those pretty young freshers of yours.
I'm not talking about anyone else. When I decide to have you, Bernice, surprise Summerfield, I will simply have you.
Right. I think I'll come back when you're less itchy.
Don't.
No, I really should be
going. You're not going anywhere. Come back here. I'm not finished with you.
Somebody, help me. Anyone?
There's nowhere to run to. There's nowhere you'll be safe.
Bra, emergency protocols.
Sorry, Chief. No can do.
What? I can't need help here.
All non-authorized security operations have been disabled by order of the Provisional Diet.
What?
Turn around and face what's coming to you, bitch.
Surely there's somebody still awake to save a damsel in distress.
No one. I've been waiting a long time for this.
Look, maybe what we could discuss... Douglas, don't do this.
There you are again. Always giving orders. Letting other people clear up your mess. Haven't you done enough? Aren't you happy with what you did to Jason?
No.
To Bev? To poor Miss Jones? Everyone who comes near you ends up in pieces.
Oh, please, this isn't you.
Well, now it's gonna be your
turn. I'm sorry.
That's enough.
Don't you stop!
I said, that's enough.
He
was going to... He knew he wanted
it's
to...
It's all right, Bernice. You're safe now.
Professor Summerfield is regaining consciousness.
Bernice, how are you feeling?
Oh, what happened?
You can probably taste something like ginger. We had to help you sleep. Now, sit up. Look at me. Yes, you're going to be fine.
Bernice remains fragile. Handle with care. Do not excite.
The very idea. Thank you, Joseph. That will be all.
Where am I?
You're in the room next to Peter.
A cell?
A safe house. You don't want to be bothered with everyone's questions.
What have you done with Doggles?
Well, nothing yet. But don't worry. He's out of the harm's way. You two had an argument, did you?
He tried to... I don't know what he was going to do.
It's all right. It's all right. It's your prerogative to say no at any stage.
It wasn't like that.
Bernice, you went out to dinner with him, went back to his place early...
And left him on the doorstep.
Really? Well, if you weren't with Doggles all the evening, where were you?
I went for a walk, clear my head, and then I went to see Doggles later.
It's not what the security records show.
I wasn't there all evening.
Really? Well, you needn't be embarrassed. You reached out for someone, a perfectly understandable human response.
Not with Doggles. He was like a man...
Yes?
Oh, nothing. What'd be the use?
Well, it is awkward. If the diet punishes Doggles, they would rather be compelled to also do something with Peter.
Yes, and Hass.
Hass?
I know what you made him do.
And what did I make him do?
The Mim Sphere. All those lives, even by your standards...
He released himself from his suit, didn't he? I had suspected, but I couldn't bring myself to believe it. Not him.
Oh, yes, you were just minding your own business.
Benny, really, how long have we known one another?
Long enough for me to see when you're playing games.
I'm not a monster. I also think someone's trying to drive a wedge between us. All right. Tell me what I should do.
Anything I can dream of.
I need you. Bernice, you're important.
Your right-hand little helper?
More than that. You understand so much. You understand how history works.
I've had this conversation before.
On heaven. The night you defeated the Houthi with the...
It cost us dearly. The things we had to do, the things that were necessary.
And you did them.
Yeah, well done me.
Bernice, we have to make a stand. We have to make things better.
Be the Caped Crusaders. Sorry, retired from that one long time ago. You're envious of him and me.
Don't be ridiculous.
Oh, no, it's quite sweet. You're like Olympian gods, you lot, all terribly powerful, but bickering like kids. My devious scheme could have your devious scheme.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better. I'll get some food sent in, if there's anything else you want.
Brax, I'm not going to work for you.
Really?
I'm sure you're doing whatever it is you're doing with the best of intentions, but it's really not for me.
Then maybe it's time we called time on your contract. Let you find employment elsewhere.
Maybe it is.
Well, if that's what you want...
It is.
All right. I'm sure Peter won't mind the upheaval.
It's about time he saw the rest of the universe.
Bernice... Your son is a murderer. He's well looked after here and safe. But whatever you choose for yourself, you don't think we can ever let him leave. Oh, Hess, how are you?
Is Bernice all right? I heard she
Bernice
was
is fine. She's just had a bit of an ordeal.
I wanted to see her.
Ah, well, she's just having 40 winks.
She turned you down.
Doggles pushed her too hard. My own fault. He's hardly a precision instrument, but she'll come round in time.
Mr. Braxito, I have a confession.
She came to see you. You told her everything.
I apologize.
Well, she's a bright girl. Would have worked it out eventually. Tell me, was this late last night?
How did you know?
There's not much I don't know. But the security footage shows her spending all evening with Doggles.
She concealed the fact she saw me.
No. There's something else going on here. And I really can't allow that. Come on.
Shit! Shit, shit, shit!
Language, please, Bernice.
I thought you were on my side.
We are, Benny, we are. Think it's just us, though. They're saying you attacked Doggles.
Oh, come on.
Apparently you couldn't keep your hands off him. We figured we knew you better.
Oh, thank you. But what can we do? He's taken over, hasn't he? Brax is back on top.
The evidence all says otherwise. We have a provisional government. We have checks and balances, yet...
You can feel it in your water. Not very logical, is it?
No.
We have to do something.
I could fight him. Get everyone he's pissed off together. Team up, sneak in, blow up the mansion house, feed him to his own piranhas.
Bernice, do you require medication?
Hell yeah. I don't know what we're going to do.
We do.
Great. What?
We're getting you out of here.
Right. Hide me somewhere. Get an underground going. Only do that every other week.
No, that's not quite the plan.
All right, it's a bit of a cliche. What then?
We're getting you off the collection.
To where?
That's as far as we got, really.
You want me just to run away?
We are in no position to confront Mr. Braxiatel. We lack evidence and support.
We can get it.
Not when you're chained up here. Joseph's going to look the other way, let you escape. Then he'll erase his memory banks.
You can do that.
I can also edit the security records so that you escape unseen.
You were doing that last night, weren't you? When I went to see Haas.
I thought it was for the best. I am sorry. It has helped convict you.
Oh, if it wasn't that, it would have been something. You were trying to keep me safe.
Come on, we've not got a lot of time.
No, Adrian, I'm not going. I can't keep running away.
I'll carry you if I have to.
We have to find out what Brax is up to.
If he can't use you, he'll destroy you. You're too important. But I can stay. I can watch him.
I won't leave Peter behind.
Yeah. I know.
Come on, Mummy.
But I can't just leave. Brax isn't going to let me leave.
There's someone who can get you out.
Oh, yeah? And who's that?
Auntie Beverly.
What? Bev?
Somerfield. Here you want smuggling off this rock. We can get you out through Haas's pocket universe. There's a secret back door I never got round to telling anyone about. And you said I should learn to trust people.
But you're dead. We saw you die.
Sorry, not quite all it seemed. I did leave a message, but it got intercepted. Can't imagine who by.
He's been playing us all, hasn't he?
When I didn't hear anything from you, I got in touch with Adrian. He's been keeping me up to date.
You have to get out of here, Benny. And take Peter for his sake.
Dad? You'd really let me take him?
I have to. I have to let you all go.
It's not forever.
No. Peter, you have to go with Mummy now. I have to stay here to watch over Uncle Brax.
Is Uncle Brax sick?
Something like that. Be a good boy for Mummy. Don't let her get into trouble.
But she's always in trouble.
I know. I'll see you soon.
I don't know what to say.
Don't say anything. Please. Just go.
Okay. Thank you.
Adrian, I
know. And you're right. It's not forever. We can't let it be forever. Now get out of here.
Bev, I don't know what to say.
No. No. Come on then, you two. Time we were somewhere else.
You were the last one to talk to her, Adrian. You must have seen something.
Nothing! Ah, damn you, Doggles! I can't tell you anything!
There's no such word as can't. Well, technically, yes, there is. It's in the dictionary as a contraction. Oh, but you understand what I mean, don't you? Don't you? Oh, come on, you can articulate. I've not even started on your mouth.
We're setting up the Viren thing now. Nice bit of kit. Acts on the glands, as far as we can tell.
And what has he told you?
Well, nothing much. Learned a few Caloran swear words I didn't know before. Do you know what a Vatcha Grat is?
It's a style of mantelpiece. I assume you mean Vatcha Gargach.
As possible, I do.
Yes, but your mother being dead rather ruins the analogy. I don't think he's going to tell us anything.
It's only been a few hours.
She took Peter with her. Adrian's loyal, but he's also very jealous, and then there's the other thing. Joseph?
Mr. Braxiatel? Mr. Doggles?
Tell me again, Joseph, where's Bernice?
Checking. Checking. I cannot locate Bernice.
Think lost keys. When did you last see her?
Checking. 32 hours, 19 minutes and 6 seconds ago, in front of the Grand Trianon. Grid reference 6090219.
Thank you, Joseph.
Someone got to him.
And to the security footage, which is rather troubling.
Suspects?
Only one person's ever been able to rewrite Joseph's memory banks, apart from myself, of course.
Bennett?
She'd have trouble rewriting her diary. But the late Jason Kane had rather an unfortunate knack for this sort of thing.
He had clones, didn't he?
Taken care of. No. No, there's something I'm missing here. I can't see who would have gained from it. They were safe here. I made sure of that.
A three-pipe puzzle, isn't it? You know, that's a reference.
Yes, thank you, I do know.
I could set up the robots to go look for her. Scour all of space, no great unturned.
Never let up on her. To the very ends of time.
Probably wouldn't have them on drum and bass for that long. Might get annoying. Irving.
What? Oh, we can't let this get in the way of our other obligations. We have work to do, a galaxy to untangle. Your robots still aren't all they need to be. A little bit more trance, I think. And then there's the new accommodation and the trade treaties and... who can remember what else? And I promised young Mr. Gerard a round of golf.
That's a spirit. I'll cut Adrian down, then. Benny will turn up. Eventually.
Oh, Bernice can't run away forever. One day she'll have to come back.
One day we'll have to go back. Finish things once and for all. Finish him. In a while, if we've not been caught or killed or raised from all history, we'll try to meet up with Auntie Bev. See what she and Adrian have found out. Organised. I know, it's like plotting against God, but hey, been there, done that. You and me against whatever they can dump on us. We just keep buggering on.
Mummy?
I'm sorry. But from now on, Cubby, it's just you and me.
Oh.
I know. You've had a lot of very good babysitters.
It's okay. But do we have to have adventures?
I'm afraid we might.
Where are we going?
Out there. In amongst the stars. Oh, that one, that's Beta Caprices.
Sounds really down.
71 years ago, that's where your mummy was born. Probably best to avoid it, actually. All sorts of awkward questions.
There's always questions.
So we just keep moving. We can go anywhere. Do anything, but for now, let's just get out there.
Where?
Out. Just out.
Thank you.